Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Pesul Magdash, from the laws of invalidated karbonis in the Seif Avoid in the Book of Service in the Beis HaMikdash, which in this Perek, and it's a continuation for the next three Perakim, which are primarily from the Mishnayis Masechtas Kinim, from the most difficult Mishnayis in all of Shas, the Rambam here, first he continues regarding what was discussed in the previous Perek, regarding that Chatas Ayv and Oilas Ayv have to be brought in different places on the Mizbeach, Chatas in the bottom half and Oila on the top half, and how that relates to situations of when they get mixed together and what's the consequential halacha because of that situation of difficulty where you can't bring one in the wrong place where it's not supposed to be. Which, there's a few introductory words that are necessary to understand this, that the halacha known as kain, which is kinim, that Masechta Mishnayis, refers to a pair of birds, either two turtle doves or two young doves, which are designated to be brought in Mizbeach. Then you have chayva or kinei chayva, which is an obligatory pair of birds, where one is a chatas and one is an oila. Then you have a term called ken stuma, unspecified pair, which is an obligatory pair, but when the owner had bought the pair of birds, he didn't yet establish which one's going to be an oila, which one's going to be a chatas. And you have a ken nadava, a pair of donated pairs of birds, where the person's bringing two birds and they're both going to be oilas. Then you have a preda, which is one bird. Now, additionally, the explanation of these prakim, the Rambam, are difficult at some points to understand exactly according to which interpretation of these Mishnayos Akinim is he going like. And it seems to be that he follows that of the Raivin and the Rosh, and we're going to attempt to interpret it in the most simple understanding. So the Perek begins, Chatas Aif. So regarding the bird chatas, which as we explained in the previous parak, has to be done on the bottom half of the mizbech. Shenes arva ba'ila sa'if, where it went and mixed up with the bird oila. And even if it's 1 in 10,000, all the other way around. Oila sa'if, you have one bird oila, shenes arva ba'chatas oila, they get mixed into the bird chatas, afal achas bariba, even 1 in 10,000. So kulon yemusu, they all have to be left to die. The reason for that is, as we're explaining, is because the chatas has to be in the bottom half, the oila on the top half, and if you change it, it's going to be puzzle, like we explained in Perek Zion. So, because of that situation, you can't do anything. They all have to be left to die. Now, b'medvamim, when do we say this? When it was specified, when the owner bought the birds, he specified, zu chatas v'zu oila. This is the chatas and this is the oila. And now, they got mixed up, this bird and this bird, and oi, one's chatas, one's oila. What do we do? We can't do one either way because it might be the wrong place. So that's you have to leave him to die. Avalim hevi oifis l'chayvasa. But let's say if he brought birds for his obligations, which azav, azava, there's many of those who have to bring a pair of birds. Mehem chatas mehem oila. From them, there's going to be chatas, and from them, there's going to be oila. But v'lo perish, he didn't specify which is which. Elukulon satumais, rather than all unspecified. V'nisar v'chatas ha'oila b'chayva zuastam. And then, you have, which is beginning the next halacha of the Rambam, you have that a chatas or an oila gets mixed together b'chayva zu hastuma in this unspecified obligatory pair of birds, which we didn't say which one's a chatas, which one's an oila, but one is a chatas, one's an oila, and then you have a designated oila chatas to get mixed with it. Then yesh lam din machirim. Then they have other halachas because what do you mean other halachas? Because the owner has the right to define which one he wants to bring as a chatas, which is the oila. So it's not like when you have a definite oila mixing with a definite chatas, like we start off the halacha with, where, okay, it has to be chatas on the bottom half, oila on the top half, and you don't know which is which, so you can't do either one. Here it's going to have a different halacha, halacha beis b'keitzah dinein. So what is these halachas? So Rambam explains. In this are a chatas, so let's say you have a chatas ha'if, they get mixed together, b'chayva zu hasestuma. In this unspecified, obligated pair of birds, where there's two birds, one mixing into these unspecified two. In kosher, it's only going to be valid. Eliminin chatois shebechayv bavad. Only the amount of chatois that you have in this obligatory, we're not saying how many unspecified pairs you have, however many chatois you have in this unspecified chayva, that's how many birds are going to be valid to be brought. So for example, if let's say there were two pairs of birds, so there's four birds, and you have one chatas mixing into those four birds, you could sacrifice from that five birds two chatas. Why? Because you could sacrifice on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, two chatois, from these two pairs of birds, whichever one he wants to, and there's no concern about a mixture of an oila, because you can choose, like we said, it's unspecified, which is going to be which. But three chatois would be problematic. Why? Because maybe all the three birds that he's sacrificing are from, not from the extra bird that flew in. Yeah, if that would be the one, he'd be lucky. He would be getting all the three chatois. No, it might be from his two obligatory unspecified pairs, where there's only two chatois. So therefore, you can't do more than two chatois. Now, avol minina oila shebachayva, but regarding the leftover, the amount of oilas that were in this obligatory unspecified pairs, im hachatash and zabin with that chatas bird that flew in that got mixed in over there, oh, those remaining are psul, they're all going to be invalid. Meaning, after you sacrifice these two chatois in the case that we described, there's remaining two oilas and one chatas. But every single bird is a doubt, is it the chatas that got mixed in? Is it the remaining two oilas? And they're done in different places, so you can't do either one of them. Which the same thing is if, let's say, an oila gets mixed into two kinei chayba, the same thing is that you're going to bring two oilas, and the three remaining birds are going to be possible, like the Rambam is going to explain in Halacha Dal. As the Rambam says, because in this remaining mixture of the three that you have, in the case that we describe, which is where it's two pairs of birds and one flew into it, you have this chatas that flew in that's mixed in with these oilas. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells us, so there's going to be an interesting case based on what we said in the previous halacha, lefikach, therefore, that we're saying we limited to what to say what's valid based on the definite, what you have the ability to demarcate from the unspecified ones, which you could choose which one's chasa, which one's oila, and that's only the amount that you're going to allow because of the confusion that's being created about what's being mixed in. So therefore, the Rambam says the following case. If, let's say, the obligatory unspecified pairs of birds were double the amount of the chatayis that got mixed in. So let's say we're talking about that the amount of birds that, like we say in the kinei chayva, were double for the amount of chatayis that got mixed up. Let's say the case would be two chatayis got mixed into two unspecified pairs of birds. So two pairs is four birds. So you have the amount of birds in the chayva, which is four, is double that of the amount that got mixed in. So in the previous halacha, we were talking about one chatas getting mixed in. Now we're talking about, let's say, two chatois, because it's double. The amount in the unspecified in the stuma is double that amount. Now, additionally, the case, the halacha the Rambam is going to be telling us is when you sacrifice half above and half below, which is generally what you're supposed to do, because half is going to be chatas, half an oila, but here there's a wrench thrown in because you have these others that are put in, which are mixed in, you don't know. Let's say these two chatayis, which are supposed to be in the bottom, you don't know which ones they are. So it's not like you can just easily do half above, half below, because here these might be the two chatayis that already were defined as chatayis, because these were mixed in. They might be brought on the top. So therefore, here the halacha is chatzei achayva kasher v'chetzi pasul. Half of the birds that you had of your obligatory pairs are going to be kasher, and half are going to be pasul, which is you were supposed to have four birds, and here now we're going to tell you that only you're going to have three birds. That you mean you have a total of six. You have the two that were mixed in, and you have four of your original stumen. Three birds are going to be kasher, and three are going to be pasul. Why? Worst case scenario, what we're concerned for is that the two chatayis that got mixed in, they were actually brought from the three on the top. You did three on the top, three on the bottom. You had four originally. You had two that mixed in. You did three on the top, three on the bottom. Worst case scenario is that the two chatois, which are not valid on the top, they were brought on the top. And then you have one bird from the unspecified ones. Now, that, again, you could define as you want to. And obviously, you're going to choose the one that you're doing on the top as oil and the one on the bottom, whichever one's on the bottom as chatos. So those two chatois are invalid. The third bird, which is the oil, is going to be kasha. Now, on the bottom, obviously, you're going to have two of your birds, you're going to consider them as two chatois from your kinei chayva, and your second oila might be the third one on the bottom. So you're going to have two kasher, and the oila is going to be pasul. So you have one oila on the top that's working for you, and you have two chatois in the bottom that's working for you. That's half of the total amount of the six. And therefore, you have chetzi kasher and chetzi pasul. Now, the Rambam says the next enigmatic words, which is much discussed. Says the Rambam, Yerali, it appears to me, shu oisa kulon lamatan, which is a question of what kulon means. He does them all on the bottom, kamayse chatas, like the actions of how chatas is supposed to be. Which the Rambam says, if it's talking about the ones that you actually do in the three on the bottom, you should do like a chatas. Well, obviously, we know that a chatas is supposed to be done like a chatas. Sounds like that he's saying that actually all of them are going to be valid by being done as a chatas, which is not the case, because the oil done on the bottom is invalid. Now, those who want to say, no, it's going to be kasher, but it's just not going to fulfill the owner's obligation, again, that's much discussed. It's not clear what the Rambam really means to say, whether you do them all on the bottom, kamayis chatas. Now, halacha dalad then says the same thing as in the previous two halachas, but instead of talking about a chatas being mixed in, it talks about an oila. Same thing as, let's say, the designated oila sa'if gets mixed into however many unspecified pairs of birds of chayva. So in kasha, ila minin, oila shabachayva. Same halacha, but in the reverse. Now, only thing that's going to be valid are the amount of oilas that were in these obligatory unspecified pairs of birds, which, again, you could designate however many you want to, and whether it's that oila that got mixed in or these oilas, it's okay. I could bring that amount of oilas because I get to designate how many. But the amount of leftover chatois that are in the obligatory pairs, that's now with the, possibly, with that oil that was mixed in, soon they're all going to be invalid. Because now you have a mixture of a possible oil with chatos, and you can't do either one, because every single one is a doubt. Is it oil with chatos? And you can't do it on time, you can't do it about. And therefore, now whether the unspecified obligatory pairs of birds were more than oilas got mixed in, let's say there was 10 birds, and you have two oilas got mixed in it. So you had, let's say, five oilas inside of it. Or ben shayu oilas merubin al chayvas tumah. Let's say the amount of oilas birds that got mixed in, let's say with 10 oilas birds got mixed into two pairs, which you only have two oilas. Or ben shayu shtein shavas, whether it's the same amount, doesn't make a difference. In kasha elimin oilas shabachayv, the only thing that's going to be valid, and that's the whole theorem holding up this whole halacha, is only going to be valid the amount of oilas that are mixed, that are from this obligatory pairs, because that we know for sure you could bring that amount. Because, maman b'shach, let's say I have 10 birds, 5 could be oilas, 5 chatas, and when I bring it, it gets designated as an oila on the top, and the one that I mixed in is an oila, so if it's that one, it's fine. If it's the ones that I'm designated, also fine. And it has nothing to do with how much got mixed in, because it's always only limited to how much I have here in the unspecified, because more than that might be the chatois. Lefikich, therefore, again, same thing as in the previous halacha, if the obligatory birds were double the amount of oils that got mixed in, chatzah chayva kasher v'chatzah pasul, half are going to be valid, half are going to be valid, like we gave that description, just here it's going to be flipped, oil instead of chatas, where the two oils that got mixed in might be the ones that you're bringing on the bottom, and then you're losing those, and then, again, you're gaining the one chatas in the bottom and the two oils in the top, and therefore you're going to have three that are going to be valid and three that are going to be invalid, and therefore you're going to have half and half. And here too, the Rambam says, if you're early, it appears to me, you can do them all on top, like the activities of an ayla. Again, what does he mean by that? Where, if it means simplistically, like the way the Ravid wonders, then it would mean that whatever is being brought on the top, you do like an ayla, which obviously that's what you do. Halacha hey, chayva sesuma. Let's say you have one unspecified pair of birds, and you have another obligatory unspecified pair of birds. Where they got mixed together, you have four birds that are mixed together. One pair, another pair, which are 2 plus 2, mixed together. Now, whether they were all from the same title of a carbon, let's say you have a pair of birds of a zav with a pair of birds of a zav. So let's say it's from two different titles. You have a pair of birds of a zav who got mixed with a pair of birds of the woman who's coming to give the pair of birds because she gave birth. Whether it's they both pairs belong to one person or whether both pairs belong to two different people, if they're both the same, meaning the amount of the pairs of one or the amount of the pairs of the second one, so mechza kasher u mechza pasul. So half is going to be kasher and half is going to be pasul, as Ram describes. He says, whether if you end up bringing all the birds on the top part of the mizbeach as oil is supposed to be, you bring them all in the bottom the way a chat is supposed to be. Let's say you brought half on the top and half on the bottom. You're always going to come out with the same equation of half being kosher, half being invalid, as Ram describes. Because this whole mixture, half is oil, half is chatas. We have the amount, equal amount of peers, and each peer has to have one chatzis, one oil. Now, the chatzis lamata by lamal, like we said, a chatzis is supposed to be run on the bottom half, another is supposed to be on the top half. So he explains, if you end up doing, because you don't know what's what, you just said, hey, I'll just bring wool on the top, well, chatzin ksheris, only half are going to be valid, the hein oils, and those are the oilest parts. If you must cool lamata, brings them all on the bottom, well, chatzin ksheris are going to be valid, because the hein achatois, those are the chatois. Also, chatzin lamata, but chatzin lamal, if you did half on the bottom, half on the top, chatzi ha-chatzi shenasa lamala kosher. Half of the half that's done on the top is going to be valid, mneha terdrivus, because of the mixture, where we're going to say, v'hu oilois, v'chatzi ha-chatzi shalmata kosher, because again, you're doing half on the top, half on the bottom, which 50% of that is the oilois, which are valid, v'chatzi ha-chatzi shalmata kosher, and the half of the half of the bottom, that's going to be kosher, v'chatois, so you're going to end up with the equal amount of half being valid. And the reason for that is because, let's say you have two different people, you have to be concerned that maybe you brought above all the birds of Rachel, and half are invalid, because the chatois have to be on the bottom. And the bottom, they're all of Leah, and then the oilers are all invalid. So essentially, you're going to end up with the same equation of mechza kasher, mechza pasul, whether they're all on top, all on the bottom, or half and half, because of that suffix, where, yeah, maybe you had gotten them all right, and you did the oilers all on top and all on the bottom, but maybe not, and therefore we're going to have that suffix of saying half of the half and half of the half, which is going to end up with the same mechza mechza. Halacha vav. But let's say the case that we described in the previous halacha, these two unspecified pairs that got mixed together, but zugudel mezu, but one group was bigger than the other group. For example, achas arba oifus. Let's say one group had four birds because he had two peers he had to bring. And the second group had six, which there was three peers over there. So imasakol lamala. So if let's say all of it was done on the top half of the mezbech, imasakol lamata, all was done on the bottom half of the mezbech. So then mechzikach mechzapasal mitamz around. Then half and half is going to be valid, like we said in the previous halacha, because this, what we're saying, is that manavshach, no matter how many peers got mixed together from how many different types of people, doesn't make a difference, because ultimately 50% are chatos and 50% are oila. So if you do all on top or all on the bottom, you're going to have mechze kash and mechze pasal. But let's say asa chetzin lamata v'chetzin lamala. Let's say you did half on the bottom and half on the top. And here it's not that like half are rachos, half are leyes, as we said in the previous halacha, because one was a group of four, one was a group of six. So here it depends. An interesting criteria. Im achash eshol asakein, where really the truth is that what you should do is you should do the minimum of what you know that's going to be valid. So if after he asked, where it's either he's asking the courts or he's asking the women, he didn't listen. He didn't do two on the top, two on the bottom. He did half on the top, half on the bottom. He brought them all. And he just did 50% up, 50% the bottom. Then hamuid kasher. Then only the minority, which is the two on the above and two on the bottom, then that's going to be kasher. But then b'dayti asa, if he did on his own without asking, then hamaduba kasher, then the majority, which is actually three above and three below, is going to be kasher, which the Rav and the Drash, where it seems like that the Rambam goes with them in explaining these Mishnayos Masechtas Kinim, explain that this idea of consulting is referring to that he comes to court and he asks them what should he do. So they tell him that he should sacrifice the amount of birds where the minimum would be that you have of these birds half on top, half on the bottom, where if you're going to sacrifice any more, whether on the top or the bottom, you might be sacrificing an extra chatas or an extra oila from the one who has the least. Meaning, there was one who had four and one who had six. So the one who had four is what we call the mu'it. The one who had more, we call the merubah. So they would tell him, look, we know for sure that it's 50-50. And you get to choose. But these all might be the birds of the one who has four. So do 50-50 of the one who has four, which is two above and two below. Don't do of the one who has six, because then it might all be from that woman's and you might be in the wrong place. Now, but by a kohen who didn't consult the court, and he did on his own, and he brought half the mixture on the above and half on the bottom, so then we're saying hamarubu kasher. So for example, let's say this case that we're describing in this halacha, Rachel had two pairs of birds, which are the four birds, and Leah had four pairs, which are, let's say, eight birds. And the kohen did on his own, six above and six below. So the worst case scenario is that he brought on the top all the six of Leah, who had the most amount. In this situation, the four birds that were done on the top are the Eilis are going to be kosher, and two are going to be invalid. And the bottom remain for Leah, two chatois that are kosher, and from the kabbanis of Rachel, they were all done on the bottom, are going to be kosher two chatois. So at the end of the day, you're going to have eight that are going to be kosher, like the amount of the merubah. So although initially we say that you should do only for that of the lesser one, but at the end of the fact, if he did on his own, and he did bring 50-50, so we're going to say that, as we just calculated, that you're going to have that of the merubah of three above, three and below, that's how much is going to be kasha. As the Rambam explains, Allah Chazayin Zakal, this is the rule. Kasha asa koin midaita, when the koin did it on his own, without consulting, chetz lamala v'chetz lamata, half on the top, half on the bottom. The EF shishleyi mishal echel lamala lamata, now it's not possible that it shouldn't be from that one on the top and on the bottom, meaning, like we said, at least of one woman, most definitely some were done on the top, some were done on the bottom, as we described in the previous halacha, that the ones that are on the above are oilis, and the one on the bottom are chatois. That's the halacha we described in the previous halacha, that the merubah, the one of the larger amount, the one who had the six, let's say, birds, contrary to the one that had the four, those are going to be the amount that are going to be kosher. Since we know that most definitely some of his or her karbanais alamalo umiktas mata, some are on the top and some are on the bottom. So you call karbanais of kshem. So all those karbanas, again, according to that amount of karbanas, that's the amount that's going to be kosher. Halacha continues on a related vein of regarding when there's unspecification, but in regards to the purchasing of the karbanas. So shnayim shalokhu kinei be'er. You have two people that together brought their pairs of birds without specifying. You said, oh, okay, just go and buy for us. Or not that they bought the pairs of birds, but they gave the monies for their pairs of birds to the kohen. So the kohen gets to decide whichever one he wants to bring as a chatas, whichever one he wants to bring as an oil. And the reason for this is, she'ena kinim esparshim, because the pairs of birds do not become specified as definitively chatas oil, either only when the owners bought it. So in these cases, they didn't specify when they bought it. Or, which is what we're saying, is the other half, when the kohen actually does it, like we already explained in Perek Hey, halacha yudal, halacha tes. Now let's say lefnei ha-kohen chatois v'oilis. It's a different case. Let's say the kohen had in front of him chatois and oilis. Now, let's say also shtein lamala. Let's say he made a mistake. He brought them both on the top. Or shtein lamata, or he brought both birds on the bottom. So mechzi kashim, mechzi pasul. Has to be valid, has to be invalid, because like we're saying, that's the 50-50 where that you did half right and half wrong. Also, chetz lamala v'chetz lamata. Let's say he brought half on the top, half on the bottom. Now, but the other doesn't know imachatois incha as lamata oilis. Doesn't know which one he did on the bottom, whether the chatois as it's supposed to be, or whether the oilis are kolpas, and they can be invalid. Because I could say ha'oilis incha as lamata. The oilis is the ones he did on the bottom, which is wrong. Imachatois lamala and the chatois, which are supposed to be on the top, on the bottom, were the ones that were done on the top, and they're all going to be invalid. Let's say he had in front of him three groups of birds. One group was definitively chatois, one was definitively oilis, and one was unspecified, which is in those unspecified pairs. You have chetz oilis, half oilis, half chatois, but he didn't specify which is which. So if he did them all on the top or the bottom, so mechzakasha, mechzapasal. So having me kasha, having me pasal, because again, half were done in the right place. Halach, because they're all this pair is 50% and the other pair is 50%, and this pair, the middle pair itself, is also 50%. Halach yiraf. Now let's say asa chetzin lamala v'chetzin lamata. Let's say he did half on the top and half on the bottom. Now what that means to say is, let's say he brought one pair, one group on the top, one group on the bottom, and the third unspecified group, he did half on the top and half on the bottom. So in akasha elasas mubad. So it's only going to be valid the one that's unspecified. Where he did that one half on the top, half on the bottom, and because that's what we're saying, that those are the ones that are supposed to be half on half on top, half on bottom. Now, v'humischalik bin ha'ba'olim, which we're talking about here, as we were speaking about previous halachas, that the pairs of birds were from two different people that brought their unspecified pairs, and the kohen is separating from them. So we divide amongst the owners va'ilish name, and it fulfills both their obligations, meaning half of this one, half of that one, and then they obviously have to supplement the rest. Shari kohen ain yedeya, because the kohen doesn't know le'ezimen perish, for which one were the specified ones, le'ezimen hoyasos, and which one were the unspecified, meaning we have these three different groups. That's simply because they had specified these and they had specified those. There were still some that were unspecified. So yeah, all the unspecified ones are valid because they're supposed to be half on top and half on bottom. That's what we do with them. But we don't know, maybe they were all from Reuven's, the unspecified ones. Or maybe they're all from Shimon's. Because of that doubt, so we say, okay, we divide amongst the two of them, that will give you 50%, we'll give you 50%. But again, the other parts of those unspecified, we're not considering as for you. But regarding the two specified groups, well, those are going to be invalid. Because we have all these three are mixed together. So the other is Asl Malav Ezel Zma. He doesn't know which ones he did on the top, which ones he did on the bottom. Maybe the oils were done on the bottom and the chatz were done on the top. So those groups that are definitively defined, those the whole group are not going to be valid. The only groups that will be valid, which are half on top, half on bottom, is going to be the middle group. And again, that middle group will be working for, since we don't know whose they were, half for one of the people and half for the other owner who was bringing these pairs of birds that are all mixed together.